Welcome to Abundant Retirement with Tony Roberts from A. Roberts Associates. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Abundant Retirement is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Abundant Retirement.
And welcome to this week's version of Abundant Retirement with me, Tony Roberts. And as always, joined on our podcast today is our good friend, Mr. Tony Shore, who will be directing the conversation and giving us some idea about, what's going on today in the world of finance. Mr. Shore, welcome again. I can't believe that we are almost to the end of March and the end of the first quarter of 2025. As my grandfather used to say, son, when you get older, time sure does go by quick. And he is right about that, man. It's unbelievable. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing great. I've had a great week. And you're right. Time flies when you're having fun. And the older I get, the faster the days go by. And what happens is sometimes the days are still long, but the years, the months and years fly by.
Yeah,
right. I mean, the shorter time periods seem to get long, like an hour can last a long time. Right.
Yeah.
But like days, weeks, months, years, even it's just like, wow. Okay. We're in a new year already. It's crazy.
Exactly.
So yeah, time does fly, which is why planning out your finances, having a plan in place for retirement, the sooner the better. Right. I mean, it's like I always say, Tony, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The
correct.
Second best time is today, right?
You got it. You got it, my man.
Yeah. How about you? Exactly. How have you been?
I've been well. For those that are viewing the podcast today on video versus listening to it on audio, if it looks like I've been in a fight with a bumblebee, it's sort of true. I had my semi-annual visit to my dermatologist earlier this week. And between her and the nitrogen bottle, they had a big time rendezvous on my face. So, yeah, I tell you what, Tony, it looks like I've been in a fight with a bad bumblebee, man. But anyway, the good news is everything's good. It's just sort of looks, I don't know if I can look any uglier than I look, but anyway.
Oh, Tony, no, that's not true. You're the looks of this operation and the brain.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That and 20 cents will get you half a cup of Starbucks or whatever it is anymore.
Oh, I doubt it.
Oh my gosh.
Starbucks. well, Tony, you've got a great show lined up for us. We're talking about from accumulation phase during our working years, to the distribution phase, to legacy planning. And that's really the journey we're all on, isn't it?
Well, Tony, it is. And this is a couple of topics very dear to my heart. I've been in this business 40 years, Tony, and I love this industry. This industry is, in my opinion, one of the greatest industries in the world because it allows us to be able to help people, attain their visions, reach their goals, have a smile on their face when they realize that, their retirement, future can prevail and happen. But some of the things that caused me, to have a little bit of, setback, if you don't mind, but, our industry has a tendency, Tony, to treat people, who are at age 65 and retiring the same way as they invested them when they were 45 and working and somebody else was paying the paycheck. And that's just not a good philosophy. It's not a good strategy. While you're working, while somebody else is in charge of your paycheck, I call that the accumulation phase. You're trying to get your TSP, your 401k, your 403b, you're trying to get that as large as you possibly can. And in most cases, again, when you have these employer retirement plans, you're sort of only given one path. And Tony, that's to be invested in, whatever different strategies your retirement plan allows you to invest in. And again, you're hoping to grow it. And 7 out of 10 years, you do grow it, but there's usually 1 or 2 years out of a 10-year period where the market regresses, and you lose some, but then it usually rebounds and you go back to growing. The whole the whole crux of that, Tony, is that you're working. You don't need that retirement account for helping to provide you with income as you will during retirement. So again, when you sit there and you look at somebody that is coming up on retirement or possibly already in retirement, there's a huge, huge difference between what we call the accumulation phase and what we call the distribution phase. The distribution phase is now you're going into retirement. You are in charge of your paycheck. Whether you have a pension or not, whether you decide to turn on Social Security sooner rather than later, whether you're going to take a set amount of money out of your portfolio each and every month or every year or in lump sums, however you choose to do it, you're now in charge of that. So do you want to take the same amount of risk that you took while you were, you know, in the retirement plan of your employer? A lot of people have a tendency to get more conservative as they get closer to retirement and actually go into retirement. So again, that accumulation phase, you're trying to build sufficient retirement savings. You're trying to invest for growth and inflation protection. You're trying to look possibly for tax advantage strategies and different things like that. But then when you get into what we call the distribution mode, you're wanting to put together a sustainable withdrawal plan that's going to last for 30 to 40 years possibly, and make sure that you have the ability to live the lifestyle you want to live in retirement without going broke. And that's sort of what we all have as a mainstay out there when we're looking at this thing. So again, big difference between accumulating wealth while you're working and distributing that wealth to yourself once you retire.
Yeah. And a lot of people on the accumulation side, we all get pretty comfortable with that because we're so used to it from when we start our first full-time job all the way to the day we retire. A lot of it, in many cases, for a lot of people, is automated. You know, money comes out, goes into a 401k. We know we're going to get Social Security. So some people kind of set it and forget it. They shouldn't, but a lot of people do that. But what people don't realize is in the accumulation phase or during your working years, you're taking your income and putting it into savings. But in retirement, it's the exact opposite. You have to do a complete 180, right? Because what you're doing is taking your savings and you have to create an income, which right. No one's ever done before. Correct. And it's just overnight, they have to make that flip. Or flip that switch, right? And without working with somebody like yourself, it's just not that doable for people, and you shouldn't go it alone, right?
Well, what happens a lot of times, Tony, is this, and I tell my clients all the time, we do this every day. We see all the balls bouncing up in the air, and we know where they're going to land. For the most part, most of the people that we work with that end up becoming our clients and things like that, they face retirement for one and only one time.
Right.
So in their mind, they've got to get it right. And right. To a degree, they do have to get it right, especially maybe if you're dealing with a pension or something else like that. So again, it's very important to understand that they need to work with somebody that can put some proper modeling together, can show them how that they can have an increase in income stream throughout retirement. Because Tony, we know it's going to cost more to live 5, 10, 15 years down the road than it costs today. I mean,
yeah, unless cost something of living changes. Will probably double
because
from when you retire to when the end of your retirement, it could more than double.
Oh yeah. And again, unless something changes, you know, but for the last 100 years, it's always cost more to live, you know, in the future than it's costing to live right now in the present. So again, you've got to have an increasing income stream. You've got to be able to model this thing to where you have the ability to discriminate sort of being if the market's good versus the market being down, and whether or not to, you know, take pressure off of your investment portfolio and possibly go over and look at some other investments and things like that that can give you a guaranteed type of income. You know, I ask clients a lot of times, Tony, this question when we have an interview. I sit there and I say, when you retire, how much of your retirement income do you want to have guaranteed? And it surprisingly, it catches a lot of them off guard. But not surprisingly, you'll find that a majority of people will say, well, I would like to have the majority of my income guaranteed in retirement. So again, that sort of allows you to sit there and say, well, wait a minute, if they want to have their income guaranteed in retirement, then does that mean we have as much money invested in managed accounts, or do we possibly go and look at other tools in the toolbox? And
yeah, I mean, it's hard to have that guaranteed income when all your money is at risk in the market. You have to have some kind of balance, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Because if you've got all your money in the market, you can't have a guaranteed income stream out of it. Well, for the most part, there's some things out there that you can get into, some coupons and different things like that. But for the most part, if you've got all your money in the market, there's no way to have a guaranteed income stream. So again, by working with somebody that can put together the modeling to show you that you can increase your income, show you from a very conservative growth standpoint that your wealth will survive and hopefully grow and you won't go broke, again, gives those people a comfort level that a lot of times they're looking for. And this is what we do. And again, it's probably the best part of our job in because it enables us to be able to answer some questions, be able to give people the ability to have a smile and a grin on their face when they start talking about retirement. Because totally, let's face it, making a decision to quit doing something you've been doing for 30 or 40 years and to basically say, I'm cutting my paycheck off, it's scary. I mean, it causes a lot of, anxiety to a certain degree. So again, having somebody help you with getting the proper answers to alleviate some of that stress is very, very important. And the other thing too, Tony, is to know where the money's coming from. I mean, you know, sources of retirement income could be Social Security, it could be pensions, it could be annuities, it could be some of the monies you're going to take out of your portfolio. Maybe you own real estate. Maybe you got real estate investments that are producing income and different things of that nature right there. But at the end of the day, I'm a big, big firm believer in that we never want to sacrifice our lifestyle. And right. Your lifestyle, for the most part, is direct correlation with how much money you make. So again, if you have grown accustomed, let's just say you're 60 years of age and the last 5 years you've been making $100,000 a year, then guess what? If you retire at 60 and you get ready to go into retirement, chances are you're going to want to make somewhere around $100,000 a year in retirement, because who wants to sacrifice their lifestyle? I mean, I tell people all the time, Tony, I'd love to be 30 years old again, but I don't want my 30-year-old checking account again.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I don't have any money back in. I don't want to go back to those days. So
right.
Again, when people retire, just sit there and say, oh, and the other thing too, that it's a big, big myth in our industry is like, well, you can live on 20 or 30% less money in retirement. What 20 to 30% of your life do you want to cut out? That's my question. To
yeah.
That.
Who wants to take a pay cut in retirement, Tony? I mean,
nobody.
That's just, yeah,
nobody. And in fact, Tony, they may need more money, because guess what? Every day in retirement is a Saturday. And you may want to travel. You may want to go visit the kids or the grandkids, right, or do other things. Well, all those
buy things that cost, RV and travel across the country.
Yeah. And all those things cost money. So again, how are you going to understand what the next 30 to 40 years looks like when it comes to your finances, your wealth, your portfolio, your income? You know, where's it going to come from? How's it going to be structured? And we haven't even talked about taxes and inflation and different things like that, which are all, again, parts of a proper holistic retirement plan.
Yeah. And you need that plan in place. You have to work with a professional, a financial services professional, and a team like you have there at Roberts & Associates. You have amazing a team assembled. And this is what you've done for so many years, Tony, is help people with this. Get a plan in place and do it during your accumulation phase that we've talked about, during your working years. That's when you have to plan for this. That's when you have to look at, what retirement accounts am I going to have? What are my investment strategies? What's my income growth and savings? What am I going to have that's principal protected, that where I know the amount won't go down and I'll always have that? And then you mentioned tax planning too. That starts in the accumulation phase, and all this planning carries over into retirement, right?
Exactly right. And again, once we are going through retirement, there's these other pieces out there. I worked this past week with a couple of couples, Tony, and both of them have done very, very well. They've got, between the two of them, they've got pensions, their Social Security, some other income streams that are coming in. Them having to touch a lot of their wealth portfolio as far as it providing income is something that they're not going to have to do. So what their main concern is a couple of things. Number one, taxes, long-term care exposure down the road, because they both had parents that have gone through long-term care experiences. And the wife looked at me and she said, Tony, I literally saw my mom go through $300,000 of lifetime savings in a period of 2 years. And she said, I just don't want to have our wealth that we've worked so hard for just go up in a puff of smoke. She said, I want those monies to go to our kids if at all possible. So, you know, how do you position yourself to protect your wealth and your portfolio from long-term care exposures? And then how, and another thing that they wanted to do was to, again, they're going to leave a sizable amount of wealth to their kids, but they would prefer to leave that amount of wealth to their kids in a tax-free type environment versus a taxable environment.
Right. And this is where we get into the legacy planning and estate exactly planning, right, and really having that planned out so you don't leave your loved ones in a bad situation. And, you know, my wife and I have been trying to work with my parents and with my mother-in-law, telling them, hey, do you have X amount. Do you want this all to go to the assisted living or long-term care home? Or do you want it to go to your grandkids to help them pay off their college loans and things like that? Yeah. And she said, of course, grandkids. Well, then you got to do something now. You can't wait. You need to get a trust set up. You need to do this now to protect that money. And most people end up waiting until it's too late. And there's a 5-year look back period, right? And the state, you know, there's a spend down and a look back. And so you need to work with somebody who knows that. And I know you work alongside estate planning attorneys that can help with these things too, right?
Exactly right. Because that's an important piece, because again, along with having a good financial retirement plan, you must also have a good legal retirement plan.
Yes.
And the legal piece is can be very simple, but again, it's putting your, you know, your wills in place properly, having proper power of attorney designations and documents in place, setting up your limited and full medical directives. And again, Tony, like what you just talked about, you know, putting in place maybe some proper simple trust and different things of that nature. And Tony, again, we try to make it simple. A lot of people don't understand that, you know, while you're here, your money is here again to support your lifestyle.
Yep.
But once you're gone, then it goes to support your legacy. How do you want that legacy to look? And again, I had a certain couple who basically said, you know what, we paid for all our kids to get through high school and college. They've all got great jobs. This retirement money is for us. If the last check bounces, so be it.
Yep.
We don't care. But again, you know, what if they walk out the office today and get hit by that proverbial bus? And it's like, okay, how do you want this money to go to your kids? Or do you want it to go to your grandkids? Or, you know, what happens if your kids, one of them ends up in a divorce? Does, you know, half of their part walk out the door with an ex-son-in-law or a daughter-in-law or whatever the case may be? So again, having things properly set up is so, so important when it becomes, you know, a situation of lifestyle and legacy. And the other thing too, I'll say about legacy, because we do try to keep things simple here at the firm. But when you think about your legacy, there's only three places that your money can go. One is to your heirs. Two is to the IRS. Or three is to charity.
Yep. It's going to be one of those three.
It's going to be one of those three. Yeah. Now, I ask the additional question to people a lot of times. If you had a choice of whether or not you wanted to give $100,000 to the IRS or $100,000 to a charity, which would you choose? Well, guess what, Tony? They always say charity.
Well, sure. Sure.
But a lot of people do not consider themselves to be very philanthropic. So again, if you can show them ways to possibly bring in a charitable type of giving scenario to where they could actually support causes that are near and dear to them without affecting their income, without affecting the amount of money that goes to their heirs, but with possibly affecting a lower amount of money to go to the IRS, this is something else that resonates with people.
Yeah.
So again, is it for everybody? No. But is it my job as your advisor and fiduciary to at least bring it up and have a conversation with you about it? Of course it is. Because if I'm not doing that, then I'm not doing my job. And why should anybody be paying me a fee or anything else for me to be sitting in the room with them? Doesn't make sense.
Right. Yeah. And it's so important, legacy planning. And I know that these three areas, the accumulation phase, the distribution or retirement income phase, and right. the legacy planning, they're all part of an overall plan for your finances and your retirement and, you know, making sure everything's taken care of when you do pass. These are things that a lot of people don't want to think about or they put off, but they are so important. It's a third of your life, at least, we're talking about, and leaving your loved ones in a good situation. So you've really covered a lot here. And before we go, let's let our listeners know if they have questions about this or want to get their own plan in place or maybe get a second opinion on where they're at, depending on their phase. How can they get a hold of you and set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Yeah. So Tony, anybody wants to reach out to us here, we will meet. Actually, there's probably going to be at least two meetings to where there are no fees. There's no charges in having those two meetings because number one, we're going to sit down, get to know each other a little bit and see if there is some common ground there for us to, you know, start maybe gathering some data and looking some things on behalf of the client that would allow us to start building out some preliminary models that will at least give them some idea of what, you know, savings, what income, what amount of wealth and things like that are, what, how everything is going to react if we build out a model and see what the future holds. So again, those are some of the things that we do in those first couple of meetings to get some idea as to whether or not we even can help them or not.
Right.
Once we have that second meeting and we sort of lay a few cards on the table as far as saying, hey, look, this is what we see as a possibility going down the road for you, your family, your future. Then if they want to say, hey, look, I like the way you talk. I like the way you put things together. I like the way you communicate. Then if we decide that, you know, between the two of us, that makes sense for us to start working together, you know, then we can start drafting the contracts and things like that to put everything in motion. But up until that point, again, Tony, just like you said, the first couple of meetings, no cost, no obligation. We're just trying to sit there and say, hey, look, is there some common ground here? Can we help you guys and try to put some things together that sort of gives them some insight as to what the future can be? So in looking at that, yeah, just reach out to us here at the firm. There's several different ways. They can go to our website, arobertsassociates.com. They can call us here at the office. Our toll-free number is 888-955-3665. Again, it's 888-955-3665. So there's a lot of ways to get in touch with us. When they call in, some of our staff will, you know, everybody's got my calendar, so they can get the people put on my calendar. We'll sit down, we'll have a cup of coffee and have a conversation about where you are, where you're wanting to get to, and if there's a way to make it happen or not. So yeah, that's what we do. And from there, we then start filling in the pieces and seeing what tomorrow might hold.
Yeah, I think that's great, Tony. And listeners, I encourage you and viewers, pick up the phone, give Tony and his team a call there at A. Roberts and Associates. So the website again, arobertsassociates.com, and that number is 888-955-3665. Tony, great show today. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Abundant Retirement with our host, Tony Roberts.
Thank you, Tony. Have a good week.
Thank you for joining us for Abundant Retirement. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Tony Roberts at A. Roberts Associates at 888-955-3665 or visit arobertsassociates.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Abundant Retirement.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.